Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
All right, welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Once again, another day in the life here of Dr. Scott Cohen, Sebastian Maniscalco. I got to rip right off the top. I want to talk about Halloween. First of all, I want to talk about your hair. I've noticed the hair is different, and it's a lot better than what it was.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was wondering if you got somebody else cutting it, or did Bali completely change your life?
I think Bali changed my life. I think that this new health kick that I'm on, and Erin's always yelled at me, she's like, when you start doing stuff with your hair, messing up, she's like, just get out of the shower, leave it alone, it looks nicer. So I've been doing less. Less is more.
Less is more.
But I appreciate the compliment.
No, no problem. I also want to talk about how we grew up and how it is now in regards to Halloween. Mm. Growing up in elementary school, I had a principal by the name of, I don't even know her first name. That's how formal it was. Her name was Mrs. Gifford.
Okay.
Ex-nun, and this wasn't even a Catholic school. Okay. Right? And Halloween, she did not dress up for Halloween.
Okay.
Now, everybody dresses up, mm-hmm. including you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I have a theory. And this is aside from, oh, it's fun, this, that, and the other. I feel like when someone of authority dresses up for Halloween, that authority is completely gone. And you were Ken?
I was Ken.
You were Ken.
A Ken.
Uh-huh. Ken from Barbie and Ken.
Right.
Now, and you're seeing patients as Ken.
I'm seeing patients.
I'm sorry. Ken. Now, God forbid.
So you saw the pictures.
I saw the pictures.
Yes.
I don't know how the hell you come in and go, God forbid something mm-hmm. is wrong with a kid. And you go, I'm sorry, but your kid's going to be blind. Mm-hmm. And you're Ken. I would have to tell you, you got to fucking lose the outfit.
Go out, change, and come and give me the news.
I can't take diagnosis from a guy who's dressed as Ken from Ken and Barbie. Just like now, the principal is dressed as Dr. Seuss or the Grinch. And I get called to the principal's office, and the principal's the Grinch, and he's telling me that, you know, I shouldn't have been fighting at recess. I'm sorry. It's gone too far with the dressing up. I want your take on this. Did your pediatrician dress up for Halloween?
I don't ever remember my pediatrician dressing up. It's funny you said that, because every year when we do this, I wonder who I'm doing it for. Because most of my patients that I'm seeing are under the age of 5. They have no clue who I am. They think I'm a guy wearing a lot of rainbow colors and look silly. My first patient was a 4-year-old boy who always talks to me, wouldn't say a word to me, just stared at me, and his parents kept saying, this is your doctor, this is your doctor. And the whole appointment, he just shook his head, no. So there you have it. I mean, he was on point. I had a 16-year-old that day.
Well, look at this. Honest to God. You went to medical school.
No, but people appreciate. I think I'd like the audience take on this. I'd like comments on this. I think when you walk into your pediatrics supposed to be fun. I think the kids like the dress up. We have Halloween decorations. Everybody in the office was a version of Ken or Barbie, which was great. We had one doctor on roller skates, and I thought she was wearing roller skates.
Oh, bro.
I thought she was on roller skates, assuming she could roller skate. When she came in, she goes, I can't roller skate. I said, well, that's not going to work out well. We're going to do, orthopedics on you. So yeah, this was the look that day. To your point, I had a 16-year-old. I mean, we've talked about, you know, how 16-year-olds, teenagers, I ask the parents to leave and I give like counseling on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I was doing it in this outfit. And I think one of my first statements was, if you meet a guy like me, run the opposite direction. I'd like to know. I think it seems like my patients appreciate it. I had a couple families that told me, because their child's birthday is always right around Halloween, they have never not seen me in costume. The first time I saw them, I was in Incredibles. Then I was, a frozen character. If you brought your kids in, that wouldn't instill confidence in you?
If I brought Caruso in with a serious cough and I go, what's going on? Yeah. And you're like, hold on, let me. I go, you should have been like, I don't know. I feel like this takes away from your authority when you go, I think it's bronchitis. And then I go, go get your smock on and tell me that.
I think a one-off, they know me. They know the medical acumen, hopefully, that they're getting, that they can look past that. We're there to have fun, and I can still give any information with some authority, even though now I'm looking at it, and you're right. There's no authority.
I'm sorry. I come in at Halloween. You look like that. I want a discount.
Uh-huh. can I ask you a question? Yeah. Were your kids off school yesterday?
No.
Okay. So we had off school yesterday, and I don't know when this started, because do you ever remember, like, Halloween day before Halloween being a national holiday?
No, I'm glad you brought this up.
Because I was like, why do we need, first of all, if you're going to have a day off, because a lot of schools are off today.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. The kids are up late, the day off today. But the day off yesterday, what are we doing all day yesterday? We're getting ready for trick or treating?
I don't know.
So I didn't get that part.
I don't get that either.
They can go to school.
They can go to school
yesterday and today.
Yeah. It's just Halloween. It's just how it always has been. You went to school dressed up.
Right.
And then you went trick-or-treating after that.
I agree.
What do you call a person who speaks three languages? Brilliant. Trilingual. Someone who speaks two?
Bilingual.
Someone who speaks one?
American.
Only 22% of Americans speak a language other than English at home. Start learning a new language this fall and be the exception, not the rule. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. This fall, you could start speaking a new language with Babbel.
Why Babbel?
Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for private tutoring or fooling around with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
I wish I knew more languages. I want to travel more. I want to learn Italian so I can speak it when we go to Italy. I think Babbel would be perfect.
Well, I tried it. And yeah. I got to tell you, I start doing the Italian because I want to start speaking Italian to my kids. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Italy next year for your 50th birthday party. And within 3 weeks... Come stai. Hello. Thank you very much. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners. At Babbel.com/daddy, get 55% off Babbel.com/daddy. Spelled Babbel.com/daddy. Rules and restrictions may apply. I want to get into trick-or-treating. And again, I know times have changed. I grew up in a neighborhood where we went trick-or-treating in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I don't know if this is a regional thing, but I feel now people ask, where are you going trick-or-treating, right? Because not all the neighborhoods apparently do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got an influx of people going to certain places where trick-or-treating is popular, right?
Right.
And my sister's neighborhood is one of these neighborhoods. My sister had to buy 5,000 pieces of candy to hand out because she lives, in Ventura, and you got people from like...
They're bussing in.
Yeah, they're bussing them in.
Yeah.
So... That I'm not in, though, right? I feel like if your neighborhood gets really creative with Halloween, the people from that neighborhood should just participate in the thing. You can't have people coming 50 miles away to come trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. They're not even from the neighborhood.
I didn't see that this year, but last year I did see there were people came up in like party buses and parked, and everybody got out, trick-or-treated, and got back in.
Yeah. Well, my neighborhood growing up, not every house had it.
Right.
Not every house had even decor. And you knew the houses that didn't want to participate in Halloween because it was blacked out, and you didn't even want to go to that house even if it wasn't Halloween. You know, that those certain people go, what the fuck are they doing in there? So we went, our kids are at the age now, 6 and 4, where they could go up, ask trick-or-treat, and come back. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go up and say trick-or-treat, and be where do I put the bag? But now they go up, right? Now, I'm on the sidewalk, and I'm looking in. Guy comes to the door, and in the background, I see like neon pink. There's a stripper pole in the living room. All right. Now,
okay.
Have you ever went on trick or treating with your kids? Not now, because obviously they're older. They probably don't go with you anymore. But if they ever go to a house like that, do you ever go, would they give you and take it out of the? Give me the.
Because you're worried there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, just based on the house, you're just based on the house or whatever they come to the door in. I think Halloween now has gotten so elaborate. We went up to another house with about 12 laser beams crossing the pathway up to the door, and then when you hit one of the laser beams, like this skeleton came out. You know, like. Jeez, it's like animatronic skeleton came out of the fucking bush. I gotta stop swearing. Do you still play this in your office?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay, well, it's I don't want to have a 4-year-old listening to this.
It's too late. They don't know.
So, and smoke comes out. You can't see. You can't even see the door. And then the person that's handing out candy is dressed up scary. Mm-hmm. You're like, what do you want? You know, and it's just like, all right, we're just here for a Snicker bar. You know, we don't need to. Right. There's a lot going on to get the Snicker bar.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
First of all, I want to ask you, has your neighborhood big on trick-or-treating?
Very big, yeah.
Oh, so
it's a big, but I think to your point, the reason people travel is unlike residential Chicago, residential Maryland, where I grew up, where literally it was a house every 50 feet in the neighborhood. I think the problem with LA, and maybe that's why, is that there are some neighborhoods that, you know, it's one house and then you're walking long distances, long driveways to get to another. So people go for the most bang for your buck. But that's how I remember Halloween. In my head as a kid, I just remember Halloween was, the idea was get the most candy you could get, right? You had a pillowcase and you just, all the other stuff was sort of superfluous. The decorations were cool, but I didn't feel like you were out there looking for the coolest, like you said, fog machine and jump out skeleton. It was like, I wanted to run from house to house and spend as long as possible and as fast as possible to get as much candy. What's your kids want? Just candy?
Candy. And the house.
They don't care about all the other stuff.
Well, even Serafina's like, I don't want to go to that house. It's really scary. Yeah. I mean, some of these houses are like almost movie production style skeletons, you know, vampires, whatever they have. And I agree, it was about the candy. And what they're doing now, I've noticed the teenagers, they're on like bird scooters.
Yeah.
Going from house to house, almost like time efficient with their trick or treat.
Not even dressed up.
Yeah, not even dressed up. I think a pillowcase is a little presumptuous to come out with. You know, like how much candy you thinking of getting filling a pillowcase? I mean, my kids had like a little sack, right? But what I've noticed, and yes, we did go to a gated community, so the people in there got money, right? And this is the difference in the trick or treats, right? Trick or treating growing up, we got one piece of candy.
Okay.
It was a bite-sized Snicker bar, Baby Ruth, Kit Kat. My kids are coming back, and I go, they have a full Baby Ruth. Like
the full bar?
Yeah, that you would get at the checkout counter at Ralph's, right? Full bar. I go, geez, I got one bar, you know? She goes, I did. I got one bar. I go, yeah, but no, I got like
a little bar.
Get a whole Kit Kat. I get a whole Kit Kat. You almost need a pillowcase nowadays for the size of what they're handing out at these places. One woman had one of those, like, you ever see those plastic tubs that you put, like, beer and candy?
Yeah.
She had that. That was her candy bowl. We had a salad bowl growing up that we gave one a piece.
Right.
Now the kids come up and they're like, take as much as you want. And, you know, I'm like, oh, no, just, you know, take a couple. We went to one guy's door, and we've seen this time and time again. He came out, and he goes, I'm all out. And it's like 5:30, all out. Bro, it's like, we're just starting. What the hell did you buy, one bag?
Go on Amazon now.
He goes, no, I left it out. You know, he did the lazy thing where he leaves it out, right. And some idiot comes and pours the whole thing and leaves. This guy had nothing. It's like, if you got nothing, shut it down. Lights off, the shit down. Don't act like you're open, you got no merchandise. You know what I'm saying? It's like going into Macy's and the racks are full and they're still open, or they're empty and they're still open. So I didn't like that about the trick-or-treating. And then one of our friends, mutual friend, well, you know him through whatever. He had a party last night. And we go to the party. And he's got a food truck in the driveway. He's got the unbelievable desserts. And I'm trying to figure out how the hell. And again, I like the way I grew up. Really do. I like the way I grew up. You won candy. You appreciated the experience. But now going to these parties, food truck. Fat burger, pizza. It's a whole thing. Band. You know, it's like. Band.
My Hollapalooza? What was this thing?
You go to the house now, and this is, I was talking to my buddy out in Chicago. They're doing this out in Chicago where there's a neighborhood that does big, you know, they show like a movie.
Festival.
Yeah, they show them
together.
Halloween on the garage. You know, you pull up, they got Halloween on the garage. They got a Stranger Things thing where people doing photo ops next to this backdrop for Stranger Things. People are not even in the house anymore. They come outside with a living room with apple cider. There was a rumor at the neighborhood we were at last night, there was a haunted house. And I'm like, haunted house? So we're asking the people, hey, we heard there was a haunted house. There's a haunted house. Yeah, they didn't do it this year. So I'm thinking to myself, somebody opens up their home for strangers to walk through? What the fuck? In this day and age?
We have that in our neighborhood. There's one house every year, big front yard with a fence. You pay to go in.
Oh, man. They're making a profit?
They give to charity.
Okay.
All right, so it's good. And then they did it a couple nights beforehand. I don't know. They have stations. They have like magic. They have like the soothsayer. And then they have a haunted house. And they do the whole thing. And the whole neighborhood goes in there. We have somebody who, do you have anybody giving alcohol?
No.
I don't know if that's street legal. But somebody gives out wine. First of all, they give out wine. Would you drink it?
Well, it depends.
All the parents go to that house.
I'd have to look at the house again. Like if I go to the house, I gotta see visually.
If it looks like they came
on.
From a tub in the Prohibition, you're like, no.
Yeah, if they're making it in their, with their feet in their basement, I ain't drinking no. wine.
You're watching them. You're watching them pour it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But you mentioned taking all of it, like the etiquette of kids these days. Yeah. So I have to admit, we've done that in the past where we want to go out with our kids, so nobody's at our house, so we'll leave the tub.
So you do that?
We've done in the past, we've left the tub because we're gone, right? We don't have somebody at our house handing out candy. We're walking around the neighborhood with the kids.
I just feel...
Shut it down. I get it. But we put a little sign, take one, we're watching, with a arrow pointing to the Ring camera. It's like right under the ring. First kid comes, dumps the whole thing. Halloween's over. We watch it. We watch on the ring. He looks up at the ring. It's basically a virtual FU, and he dumps the whole thing, and he's gone. He's probably like 4 years old. Whatever. His parents were like, great.
So now that the kids are older,
yeah.
What's Halloween like now? Teenagers.
The teenagers get together with their friends and they sort of walk around. They sort of get together with their friends. There was very little trick-or-treating. One of them came back with maybe 15 pieces of candy, but they liked more just walking around, seeing their other friends. They look for like houses with haunted houses to go into. And then they actually came home. I was surprised pretty early. And there were like 6 of them, and they came and they watched like a Halloween movie at our house. But it was also school night, so... They were in bed early. Not early, but by 11, 12.
Okay, what's your take on kids eating the candy as they're getting the candy? Because growing up, we weren't allowed to eat the candy.
Right.
Until we came home and my mother pulverized it.
Right, checked everything.
With a hammer.
Right. I mean, we tell the kids that have your parents check everything before they do it. I think it's inevitable that kids sneak candy, but you love the parents to look at it, and definitely any open candy, and then like any open baked treats or things, like you said, regardless of what the house looks like, you just got to be careful of these days.
Open candy, I'm not a huge fan of, particularly the, what are they, corn, that little corn, whatever.
Candy corn.
Candy corns.
Yeah.
And when they're throwing
no, I don't want
open Skittles.
Yeah. Open Skittles. Are you going where people are just dropping?
Well, I've seen people just like they have a bowl of Skittles and they're passing out Skittles. Any loose candy I'm not into. Baked goods for sure. I don't know who the hell's doing baked goods, but I know that there's people out there that they're handing out apples and shit like that. It's like, come on, guy, this is tricky.
Did you have so growing up? Our neighbor was our dentist, and he would give a toothbrush and toothpaste. What do you think about that? You get angry?
As a parent, no. As a kid, I would be, really?
Yeah, everybody just avoided that.
Yeah. That and pennies we got. There's
pennies.
People that's passing out pennies growing up. It's like, come on, man. Hundreds.
Hundreds. Where you are now, that's what they're doing.
There was a guy that was passing out full, like, you know, the Hershey bar that you get from Hershey's,
yeah.
The actual company. He was passing out huge Hershey bars.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka style.
That's crazy.
We walked a mile yesterday, which I think for trick-or-treating is, that's a commitment.
Do you do anything with your kids? You mentioned number of pieces. Like people do, you've heard of the Switch Witch,
no.
Right? So people do where at the end of the night, they give all the candy goes away and they trade it in for a prize. parents give them a little present.
Oh, love that.
I've had families do, I've had schools actually that tell the families they can bring all their candy the next day and they donate it to places or kids that weren't able to trick or treat, people, kids in hospitals, things like that. So that's a nice thing too. My kids always wanted to keep the candy and it would stay in our pantry, but they wouldn't eat it. It would be there 9 months later. There'd be like a bag of candy. Like, can we throw this out now? It was weird. It was like hoarding.
Yeah. We've seen that where we've gone to a birthday party, saved the candy, and the candy's still in a container. But my disbelief is the fact that my kids know what candy they got. So if I went down right now, they're at school, and I took out, let's say, a Godstopper or whatever.
Yeah. Gobstopper.
Gob. Yeah. What did I say? God.
Godstopper. Godstopper. Which actually I think would be an amazing candy.
I took out a
for Sunday mornings.
Gobstopper. Caruso would go, where's the God? You know, like he would know.
It was by name.
What everything. Has been stolen from his.
Oh, yeah. That was always a thing. They would be very upset. Do they, our girls, when they were younger, would go home and they'd get on the floor, lay it all out, and group them, you know, all the Twixes together.
Mm.
100,000 grands together, you know, oh, I got 7 Twixes. Oh, you like Kit Kat? Here, I'll trade you this. I mean, it's like a big,
it's like a
you wait.
Drug trade.
Exactly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Yeah, so I don't know now after Halloween. That's a lot of candy they got downstairs, mm-hmm. right? And I've seen this effects of sugar mm-hmm. last night in particular.
Right.
Where they're bouncing off the wall. I mean, this sugar is like no joke, a drug.
Oh, big time.
Right?
Yep.
As a parent, how do you minimize the candy intake after Halloween? And to your point, the Switch Witch thing, what is the prize that you give them that they would give up all their candy? Like, what's the equivalent?
Well, I mean, like, your kids are into Rubik's Cubes. Like, I think a Rubik's Cube would be something nice. It didn't have to be economically expensive. Mm. I just something they're interested in that will last a little time.
Well, they got Rubik's Cubes, so what the
hell
are
you going on? No, I know. I was just giving that as an example because I know they're into it. Like, somebody who wasn't. Some toy that they want or something like that. You know, it'd be nice to say they're going to do it out of the goodness of their heart. I like the donation thing that schools do. I think that's really cool. But I think the key with kids is that if you're going to limit, because I think everything in moderation is okay. And when we do a hard no on everything, that's right. We've talked about this where kids seek things out and they hide and they, you know, hide it in their room and they're doing it when you're not looking. You just set up some rule. You know, you can have, we're going to do this number of pieces a day, or we're going to do these for dessert at night, and weekends you can have a little more. So that there's some expectation, and then I find they don't abuse it.
Yeah, I'm not saying to rip all the candy away. I'm just saying, you know, just I like the donating, and I like those ideas, and I wish I would have known that prior to the Halloween.
Because you'd have to set up beforehand.
Yeah,
right?
Now it's going to be like...
But I mean, come on. Some of this is just fun, and we know that around Halloween, you're going to binge on candy, and you know what? They're kids. It's okay.
we went to the school, and here's their school, and they had a parade for the kids to walk around, and then all the parents are there, and I'm sitting there going,
were you dressed up?
No.
Were all the other parents dressed up?
A few, but then I was talking to a guy that's dressed up. By the way, I'm finding as an adult, the best costume to get is a onesie, like a zip up.
Right.
Like it's like a tiger, but it's a tiger. You zip it up and you know, whatever. I had, I was pest control last night. I had a onesie patch.
Yeah.
Done. All the fathers had a onesie on last night. This guy that I know came to school dressed as Monsters, Inc., so he had a furry onesie, and he was one of the only ones. He goes, and he's new to the school, and he's like, oh, I thought parents dressed up. And not a lot of parents were dressed up, so this guy was sitting there in a Monsters, Inc. costume.
Aubrey and her friend were, so I said, what are you going to be, Aubrey? She's like, oh, I'm just going to dress as Adam Sandler. I said, what does Adam Sandler wear? She's like, oh, just like a big sweatshirt and like baggy shorts. I'm like, so basically just baggy clothes like you guys wear every day. They're smart. It's like, I'm going to wear what's comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to name it whatever fits. I didn't know that Adam Sandler had a costume.
No. Well.
So there you have it.
It's funny what these kids are dressing up. I'm wondering where that's going to switch to. What are you dressing up as? And it's going to be a stripper, you know, like, or because that's going to come. It's going to go from baggy to... Tuck it in. Soon. Yeah, so I'm sitting there looking at Serafina last night. She was a raccoon. Again, I got to give it to my wife. People are going, and it's on my Instagram. I don't know if we could get it. The face paint that my wife did last night on the raccoon, and Lana was a skunk, was...
She's an artist.
I know, but this was this.
I want to see it
for makeup. I was like, "Wow, that's pretty good." Even though she's an artist, it was.
So, what were the costumes?
So, the theme this year for us
as
a family has been rodents. We've had a lot of skunks, raccoons, rats in the backyard. So the kids were, you know, we've caught a few, and they're like, "Oh, look at the skunk! Look at the raccoon!" So they fell in love with rodents.
Okay,
so. This was the outfits last night.
Oh, there's Scott.
And I got to tell you, my in-laws are all up for costumes.
Those are great costumes.
Yeah, these people don't, they dress up even when it's not Halloween, you know? So Scott was a gopher. My mother-in-law was a mouse. Crusoe's a rat. Lana's a skunk. And if you look, she's got a little skunk spray there.
That's great, yeah.
That was my add-on.
Oh, that's good.
But it was lavender.
Oh.
So she was spraying people with lavender, and I was pest control.
I'll tell you, if comedy doesn't work out, I think you as an exterminator, you look good. You actually fit the part really, really, like, unusually well.
I walked out with the costume on. My father-in-law was sitting in the living room, and I was at a distance, and he goes, I thought you were a serviceman.
No,
if I showed up and I go, where's the toilet? Wouldn't you go, oh, this guy fucking
knows what he's doing. It doesn't look like a costume, which is like when somebody said to me yesterday, did you have this outfit?
I was like, that's sad.
Right? But if I said it to you, it would make sense. But when they said it to me, I was like, you really thought this was just in one of my drawers that I pulled out for today?
Yeah, no, that's embarrassing.
You didn't have the kids holding salami sandwiches?
No, you know, I wanted to bring a can of antifreeze or whatnot. It was on the back. I had a patch on the back.
So that house was just, it was just crazy.
All the houses were crazy. And I was talking to my wife. I said, you know, we got a really nice community here. And they did something on the opposite end where they had like trick or treating, but I was like, have you ever been over to this place?
I had dropped one of my daughters at a friend's house there once. It's the only time I've ever been inside, but I haven't spent any time there.
It's all the houses are nice there. Like, everybody keeps up with the house. All the houses are unique. And, you know, here it's like the parents died, gave the house to the kid.
Got it.
Kid got no money. And they let the house go. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're finding. There's a lot of those homes that have been passed down. And by the way, if you're out there and you're passing down your house to your kid, just make sure the kid maintain the home, because it's one thing to give a home,
put an allowance in.
Well, yeah, bake it in. Like, yeah, yeah. Give the kid to get a house, but then he can't afford to cut the lawn. You know. All right, here we go.
Oh wow.
So here's some of the candy. I didn't even take a look at this, but I want to get your take. Look.
Yeah, that's
on,
like,
this is like.
Yeah, that's like checkout at CVS.
This is. You never got this as a kid.
No, we got one, and we didn't even get. It wasn't even just one. It was the tiny. So what are your go-to candies these days?
I don't eat candy.
Oh, really?
I really don't. It's because I have a really bad sweet tooth, and once I start, I can't stop. Okay. But out of this grouping,
yeah, here,
I'm a big Skittle guy, but yeah. Apparently, I thought these were banned in California. Didn't
red
they do
dye.
A ban
yeah.
on Skittle? The red dye?
The red
do you know
dye.
About this red dye?
They were talking about, yeah.
I bet you guys were passing this out at the office.
Probably. With a lot of nuts. No. We have to avoid that.
Love gummy
bears. I love, yeah. And this is the best brand of gummy bears.
Is it?
I think so. It's the old school gummy bears, soft. Nice and soft.
You know what? I think I might have to taste one. We don't have to open it. I'll give you some of this.
Yeah, those are good.
I guarantee you, my kid's going to know a gummy
Which
bear
one?
Is missing. I got
the Kit Kats.
These aren't the best ones.
No? The reds are the best.
These are, it's going to take out a cavity.
No. They've been in there for a while. Kit Kats. I like the Twix. Reese's Peanut Butter.
Ooh, what's the
three?
This is another. These are your three? Reese's, Kit Kat, and Twix. Yeah, Twix.
And then these you don't see a lot, but when they're there, they're good. You ever have one of these? 100 grand, Rice Krispies, caramel, chocolate. That's good.
Never got into it. Sweetest fish. I'm trying to find one where I would look at, because there's
like the Nerds.
Well, I love Nerds.
Yeah.
There's you ever trick or treating and they put the candy in, right?
Yeah.
And the kid goes, he's looking to see. Because he knows it sucks.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? I'm looking for one of those where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get rid of this. Or
There was a little girl last night. We had...
These are premium, bro. These are premium Airheads. These are something that... Do you know?
Yeah, they're like taffy.
Oh.
Yeah, talk about taking that filling. So the smartest kid we saw yesterday, she probably was like 3. We had 2 of my daughter's friends giving out candy right next to each other. They had 2 bowls. So, you know, some people went up to one, some of them went to the other. This little girl went up to the first, said trick or treat, picked one, and then walked to the other guy and said trick or treat.
Oh.
She doubled up. I said, that was genius. I mean, that's
full
a full sleeve of...
We got one of these going up. One full sleeve. I got to tell
you. I remember there being a lot of lollipops. Oh, these, I always love seeing these.
Oh, these are good.
Yeah, but these were a diamond in the rough. Yeah. The blow pops, those phenomenal.
Here's one of these you could burn. Heath bar?
Or like, what are those malted chocolate bars? Chocolate balls. Those I didn't
duds?
Like. No, those, those take out a filling. But no, what were they? The malted balls. The other Necco wafers? Tastes like plastic.
Mm.
Aaron likes those. You know those little, they look like little coins. They come in a roll, like purple, green, yellow.
Awful.
I don't even know what they're made of. They may not even be food items.
I got to tell you, this is a damn good.
Yeah, this is a good variety of candy.
I almost want to just open one of these up for just a taste.
He'll never know. You think he came home and he did inventory and it's written
they're
down?
They're going to know, I'm telling you.
What do you got there? Lifesaver rings? Gummy rings?
Yeah, gummy rings. I just want to get... Jesus Christ, can you open it? I want to get just a comparison. Come on, bro. Okay, here.
The new versus the old?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Red fan. Yeah, they're good.
Can't be good for you, though.
No.
None of
this is good for you. But it's great.
There's something about it.
It's Halloween. You got to eat it.
I don't know.
But if you put a bowl of that, you know me, you fill this bowl with those, they'd be gone in the next 30 minutes.
There you go.
Halloween, Daddy vs. Doctor edition. If anybody didn't see the Daddy vs. Doctor logo yesterday, I was super impressed with. I loved it. The Halloween logo.
Yeah, nobody saw it.
Yeah. I thought it was amazing. It was with the, really nice, the candy corn A.
Well, there you have it, guys. I'm on my sugar high. We are off and running here on Daddy Versus Doctor. We will see you next week. And thanks for again for tuning in. Share this with five people, please. I beg of you.
Wait, did you ever see this? Three.
Yeah.
There's three in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was just two big ones. I've never seen a trio.
Yeah.
230 calories. Not that that matters, but that's a lot of calories.
Per serving. See, this is what I never
What's
understood.
A serving?
I wish they just did calories.
Per package.
Because I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Right. So what's the serving? One of
per
them?
Per serving. One.
No.
No, no. One serving per container.
Yeah. So the whole container is that.
Not bad.
No, 230? For the whole thing.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
There you have it.
If it was each one, you would be over. Boom, boom, boom.
Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.